The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. It is Christmas Day. Well, actually, I've recorded this Christmas Eve yesterday. If you're downloading the show on Sunday, which it doesn't really get released on Sunday, assuming everything goes well with that plan, you get it for Christmas Day, and you know the dates shortly thereafter. And then, of course, this thing was produced on Christmas Eve, such as it was. Let me tell you what a long, strange trip this has been. Obviously, I'm still kind of under the weather, not feeling as great as I would like to. I'm getting better, slowly but surely. But there's been a rather complete circus of idiots that have managed to make things a little more complicated for me. This being the fact that I'm having to do this. I'm actually sitting in Studio B. I'm usually doing this in Studio A. I'm in Studio B, inside where the radio station is, on Christmas Eve. I'm down here by myself. And the way the scenario panned out for me to have to be here for this, and we'll get into why this show is kind of important, but here's what happened. Studio A is at my residence in Cooper Young. Had the radio station there for several years. Worked there effortlessly for a long time. And then lo and behold, our internet connection decided to not play along. So for about 2 or 3 weeks, we were lucky just to have any type of internet connection at all. And then it completely crapped out. So back and forth, we went with Comcast. Everybody just rolled their eyes. I could hear it was a collective rolling of the eyes across this land. I know that sound. I know that feeling because, you know, that's exactly what it was like. And it culminated when these guys were supposed to come out and fix this thing yesterday. So there were actually technicians that came to the house. And they said, well, the problem is at the pole, like I've been telling them for some time now. And they said, we need to go crawl up on the pole. Can you show us where that is? I said, absolutely. So I take them around to the back. And it's relatively close. And it's in a neighbor's yard, of which we had access to. And then next to it is the parking lot of a restaurant, which is the pole is right there in the crux of this. So it would have been nothing for them to just slap a ladder up there, crawl up there, and do whatever it is that they do. And the guy looks at me and he says, I'm not crawling up there. I said, well, what the hell? Why not? And he says, well, there's a bush in the way. And I'm like, fuck the bush. Just go. Just crawl up the goddamn pole. The bush will recover nicely. It's a ladder. Or do it from the parking lot of the restaurant. And he says, can't really do that there. And he says this, you're going to need to call and reschedule. And then I need to, he's referring to me, that me personally would have to go over to this restaurant, tell them not to let any cars park in this one particular area so that they would have access. The fuck? This is your goddamn job. So at any rate, at this point, now my eyes were rolling pretty heavily. He could sense my displeasure with this. I said, you do realize that this has been an ongoing issue for quite some time. And he didn't. He could have given a shit, you know. So he winds up calling his people. They're upset. They go, we need to get a bucket truck over there or whatever. We need to get this thing situated. His boss wanted to make it happen. But this guy came up with he coughed up every excuse in the book. He was not going to get up on that pole and therefore left us at home without an internet connection now for a good solid while. Therefore, me having to produce this show, I needed to come down here and take care of it here. And I had planned on doing it earlier in the week, but I've been busy battling Comcast. And Oh, Jesus. So I wound up talking to them after the technician, quote unquote, left. And I got pissy with the guy.
Hello, Comcast. My name is Steven. May I help you?
He's not Steven.
How about those Yankees? They're playing mighty good American football. Uh-huh.
Anyway, Steven proceeds to tell me that he's going to see that there is an outside tech now, because it's out of my hands. Outside tech has to come to that pole and take care of it. And he says, of course, every third word out of his head was, you know, I'm so sorry for your inconvenience. I said, look, man, say, sorry don't fix shit. I know you're apologetic. That's great. But come out and fix the goddamn thing. It's the holidays. For God's sake, I have no internet connection. How can I look at boobies when I don't have the internet? He didn't buy it either. But the idea was that now that they were going to send a tech out today. And, of course, it is right now, just so you're kind of aware, it's after 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and I'm in Studio B by myself recording a podcast for you people. I do this. Why? Why do I do this? Why do I do this show? I could have easily have just waited. I could have put the show on a break for a week or two, but no, there's been 100 and something weeks, 100, damn near 150 weeks that I've done this show basically without fail. Holidays be damned. And it begs the question, why do I do it? Am I making a lot of money doing this? No, I'm not. I'm not making anything for this. I don't get paid to do this show. Although I should be, but I don't. I give it to you, the consumer. I know that we have a lot of subscribers to this thing who enjoy this show week after week. And I know some are great, some are not so good. Listeners, I mean, I kid. I know some of the episodes aren't all that great, but I do the best that I can with the situation that I do. And it's been sort of indicative of how things have operated with me over the course of the past several years with Radio Memphis and Pirate Radio Studios and this show from Radioland, is that it does become a labor of intense love that I do it. Because it's important that you have that consistency. You are giving me your time. There is nothing more valuable to me than that. We all of us here have a limited amount of it. And for you to devote a little bit of that time to me, that means a lot. So, yeah, it's the holidays. I'm here. I'm doing this to talk about that, I suppose. Hopefully somebody who works with Comcast, who is listening to this, will understand my predicament, although there's not much they can do. You have to keep this in mind. When you call a customer service number to work out a problem, pardon, and you're dealing with some guy, probably in India or in the Philippines. Sometimes you get them in the United States. I've talked to some of the lovely people here. It's not their fault. They're just answering the phones. They're the front line of defense. They're the ones that are trying to do what they can to make it work. So they have to follow a script. And part of that script is, gee, I'm so sorry. You're having a rough time. We apologize. This is an inconvenience to you. We understand that. I get that. I hear that. I hear that from these people. But the problem is they have to schedule a tech. It used to be, well, we can get somebody out tomorrow. No, it's like several days because they've cut back so much. The company itself doesn't give a rat's ass about you. The people that work for the company, the low-end guys, the front-line guys, they pretty much do. They do care. They are here to help you out. But they know that their hands are tied as well, and they have to follow a certain protocol, and that's all well and good. But by God, you know, you pay somebody a monthly fee and you expect that service, especially when they advertise, you know, how wonderful it could be. In fact, I saw we have over-the-air television at the house because we've cut the cable. It was the best decision of my life, mind you. And we watched the Netflix and the Hulu and that kind of stuff. And I was, of course, since I have no internet connection, I've been forced to watch over-the-air television, which is not bad. There's some good stuff there. And I noticed that advertising rather heavily is Comcast's home consumer service, Xfinity. And they've been advertising over-the-air television, trying to get you to sign up for their cable service or their internet package. And their tagline has been, make tomorrow great. When you call them, it's not going to be tomorrow when they fix your shit. It's going to be a week. So, at any rate, back to my whole problem with Comcast right now is that they're going to hopefully have this thing sorted out by, they told me Wednesday. I don't know if the Scotty principle works in that aspect or not, and we'll be up and running by Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. But they're like, well, it's the holidays, and we cannot get everybody that we'd like. It'll be a Christmas miracle if this thing were to be up and running in short enough order. But apparently that's not how they operate. So, such as it is. Now, having said all that about Comcast and Xfinity, I must say, and I have to balance this conversation out, the radio station is running under a business class internet connection through Comcast Business. And I have never, ever had a problem with them. If there's an issue, they fix it immediately. That's how that works. So you know they're capable of doing this. Whether or not they choose to do it is a whole different animal. Why? I don't know. It's fix it. That's all. Just fix the goddamn. But, when we have a problem here at the radio station and I call their business line and I say, look, this is Rick over at Pirate Radio Studios. We're having a connection issue. They'll go, okay, look, there's an outage out there. Look, we're going to have it up and running in about an hour. Usually in about 20 minutes, it's up and running. They get you sorted out. The home service, not so much. Oh, we're so sorry. You don't have the chance to look at the boobies on the internet, so we'll do what we can to fix it. It's going to be, shut up. Shut the fuck up and fix it. And I'm already kind of cranky because I got a head full of snot, as you can tell, and I'm trying to make that go away. But what do? You just kind of keep going, and you keep in mind that shows like this must go on. That's the difference. That's the difference between a professional and an amateur. An amateur would have just folded it in and said, fuck it, I can't do it. A professional finds a way to make it happen. Am I blowing my own horn? Yep. I'm blowing my own horn for a change because I'm tired of blowing my nose. Look, we got big plans for 2017. And to make those things work, we have to be there on a professional level. As I mentioned, the reason why this show, why For Radio Land even exists, A, it's therapeutic for me. B, it's a good way for me to test out some material. And we've also discovered along the way some fantastic people out there, fantastic listeners to this show, listeners from literally all over the world. Especially here in the States, so many people from the West Coast to the East Coast, they all listen to this, and I'm eternally grateful for that. And you people that listen to this, I'm not expecting you to have any sympathy for the fact that I don't have an internet connection right now, where I usually do this. It's not because in your mind it's like I want my show. Hey, if you were paying for this, yeah, it would definitely be something that you would have to have. So many people that I talk to on a daily basis or a weekly basis, they are very understanding of the fact that it's a struggle to do it. It's hard work. Granted, things are looking up and things are looking a lot better, and it's going to take some time to make it happen. But that's just the way it goes. 2017, I have high hopes for. I said that at the end of 2015. Look, it's going into 2016. Going, 2016 is going to be a pretty good year, and then everybody started dying on us. Such as it is. So, you have to keep all of that into perspective and understanding that people are expecting this show. If you've subscribed to it, then you're going to get it. So, yes, Merry Christmas to you. Also, Happy Hanukkah for my Jewish friends out there. And to cover all of that, I'll just simply say Happy Holidays. It makes things a little bit easier. So, it shouldn't be as much of a surprise to me, and it's not. It's Christmas Eve. My wife is at home. She's going to be out running a couple of errands here in a little while. I'll hook up with her in a little bit, and we'll have our Christmas Eve together, and that'll be all well and good. But the thing is here, and you got to understand, that over the years that I've been in this business, over the 30 some odd years that I've been doing this, the holidays become just nothing more than another day of the week. And as a result of that, I don't have that much of affinity for the holiday. I don't care about Christmas that much. I really don't. There's no such thing as Christmas spirit for me. I don't like Christmas music. I you know, the magic of it wore off when I lost my innocence as a young man. So with that being said, it's a holiday. I'm down here. I'm doing a show because that's important. And maybe for that moment, we could provide a little perspective for yourselves too, you know? If you find yourself in a position where it's like, look, I would really like to do this, but you know, I got stuff to do. That's commitment. That's work ethic. That's what you do. That's what it's all about. We do this show for nothing for you. We do a lot of the stuff at Radio Memphis for nothing, and we do it for you. We don't do it for our own health. Now, yeah, down the way, we're hoping that, you know, financially things will be a little bit differently, but that's, you know, that's just the business of it, and we just have to sort that out as we go along. So 2017, right here, right around the corner, despite all the odds, I still think it's going to be a pretty decent year. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. Those of you who have listened to me in the morning show know really how I feel about the guy that's been elected to take the top job of this country. Is it going to affect us? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to affect us. I don't know what it's going to do for the rest of us in this business. How it's going to affect the new media, which is happening now. I think a lot of the new media technologies and things that are in place are going to be happening whether we choose for them to happen or not. It's, you know, progress will always be in there. There will always be an advancement of technology. There'll always be an advancement of humanity despite anyone's efforts to try and hold that down. And that's a good thing, and that's what we're going to have to try and strive for as we march into 2017. You know, I do say with sincerity that I hope you and yours have a good holiday. I know for some of you, seasonal depression is a real thing. I know, guys, I sort of suffer from it. It's kind of a bummer. I know, it's the holidays. Oh my God, here we go again. But we managed to get through it year after year, and we try and make the best of it. I made a promise to my wife that I would try and be a little bit more receptive to the Christmas season. Hasn't necessarily been all that easy, but you know, I do it for her. If it makes her happy, it makes me happy, you know. So she knows that it's a little bit of a struggle at times. So when I excuse myself to come down here to the broadcast bunker in Studio B at Radio Memphis to turn the staff loose, roust everybody out of here and sit down and do this show because I needed to do it. It needed to come out. The show does. And whatever came out of my head over the past, 17 minutes or so. It's important for that. And as such, you know, here it is. Now you've had it. Now you've got something to listen to. And you know, it can be a good thing. There's a lot of people out there that are worked up and a little freaked out about certain things. Me not having an internet connection pales in comparison to what a lot of people are going through right now. It's perspective. Sure it is. You know, there are people that are laying out on the streets with no place to go or don't really care. There are people that are sitting at the edge of their foot of their bed with a gun in their hand and don't know what direction they need to turn, thinking that they've only got one way out. There's people out there that have been forced into working in horrible conditions just to try and bring home a little bit of money so that they can eat, much less buy any presents for anybody. I get it. I totally understand it. But it is. It's about the perspective of it. And, I, you know, me bitching about a cable company not doing their damn job is one thing. But living into the capacity that it can always be far worse. It can always be far worse. And let me tell you, if you're that guy that's sitting at the foot of the bed with the gun in the hand, put it down. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Because, you know, all you have to do is pick up a phone and call somebody. There's plenty of places to get help. Yeah, so don't do that.
Gee, Rick, you're being kind of a downer on this Christmas thing.
Not being a realist. That's the difference. I'm looking at reality here. You know, if you're one of those people that are genuinely happy and thrilled about the holiday, that's great. But I bet you know somebody who isn't. And those are the people you need to kind of reach out to. And don't do it by Facebook Messenger. What the fuck? My phone has been buzzing like crazy with people going, hey, I sent you a holiday greeting. Now, here's what you have to do. You have to hold your finger this, and then you have to copy, and then you have to send it to... Shut up. I didn't ask you to send it to me in the first place. Go all year without saying hello, and then send me a Christmas card. Yeah, right. Fuck off. I'm a much happier person without it. Boy, that was harsh, I know. But still, you know, Merry Christmas, Rick. But I do have good news. I have really good music coming up, and it's kind of punky, and it's kind of fun, and it has something to do with Star Wars, and that's coming up in just a moment.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Renko, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Normally, I would sit here and have you some sort of a promo as to what's coming up the next time out. Just by virtue of the setup that we have for this particular episode, that's not going to happen because I'm in a studio where I don't have all my parts with me. That's why this show probably sounds a little bit different. But rest assured, I'll be back next week as well, which would be New Year's Day. We'll kick it all off. We'll start 20. This will be the last show for 2016. Ain't that something? Wow. How about that? What a way to wrap it up, being all downer and stuff. Hey, what do you say we get into a tune? That would be a great idea, shall we? We can do that because I'm sitting here in a radio station with all the music. Thankfully, there's that. My good friends with the band called Special Shoes put out an album earlier in the year. It's called Face Melter. These guys are great. They're a lot of fun. And since Star Wars Rogue One has come out, everybody's been ranting and raving about it. They're saying some good stuff about it. I haven't seen it. I don't know that I will. I probably will. I don't know. They have a song about Star Wars. Hell yeah. Darth Vader's my daddy. That's what it is. It's Special Shoes right here from Radioland.
The Force is strong with this one.
Hello!
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Nobody hit me to that, dude.
I am your father.
I know you are, but what am I?
Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
How could I refuse that you asked so nicely?
It is your destiny.
Can I have that Mr. Cheese cereal?
No.
I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal.
What?
That's it.
I got some new things from Galaxy Far Away. Best I ever had was Darth Vader is my dad. It all makes sense to me when I see my family tree. My life is bad now that Darth Vader is my dad. No need to be a hater, cause my daddy is Darth Vader. And I'm his favorite son. So from now on, Obi-Wan, you better let me win it for it. Real Choke you with a force. My life ain't so bad. Now that Darth Vader is my dad.
Now all you wanna be, you don't wanna.
The record is called Face Melter. That is Special Shoes from Radioland. It's a song that's in regular rotation at Radio Memphis. You can find it there, radio-memphis.com. All right, kids, look, I'm out of here. We're going to wrap up 2016 on somewhat of a high note. Okay, I tried. We'll do the best that we can as we move into 2017, which happens next week. Isn't that something? So make the best of it as much as you possibly can, right? You know, try and do the right thing. Reach out to somebody that maybe might could use your help. That's a good thing. Lord knows I've done it. I continue to do it. I ask that you do the same thing. Also, I ask you to do this for me. You can help me out. Here's how you can help me out. You can share this show. You can tell people about it. Share it. If you saw it on Facebook, share it through Facebook if you'd like. You can go to my Facebook page. You'll see a post for this show, or the Radio Memphis Facebook page. You'll see a post there for it. Share it. Send it out. Tell everybody you know about it, and it'll be a large time. And I really do appreciate it. If you've gotten the show through iTunes, if you would go over there and rate the show, tell everybody that you like it, and give it some stars and ratings. That helps me out as well. So wherever it is that you find it, you know, find a way to comment on it and share about it. That would mean an awful lot to me. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Plus, if you'd like to drop me a line, you can. Radioland@PirateRadioStudios.com. All right, that's it for me. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm off to go, I don't know, deal with this thing called Christmas. I know the show's a little short, but, you know, we'll get back into business. So there you go. Take care of yourselves. Take one another, all right? Take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? And Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.